Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
How are you doing? This is Jonathan Goldman, and you are here on the Healing Sound Show here at HealthyLife.net Radio. It is Wednesday, June 13th, 2007, and we have a really, really wonderful show for you today. My guest is going to be a very dear friend and colleague named Don Campbell. A lot of you know of Don. He is one of the preeminent names in the field of sound and music healing, and he's been a friend for, gosh, upwards of 20-odd years, and I have been wonderfully odd and strange years dealing with the virtues of sound as a healing and frequency-shifting modality. So Don will be coming on about 5 after the hour, a little bit later than that, and we're going to be talking about his work and our work and various projects we're involved in, and he's quite an amazing and really, really eloquent man. So if you haven't heard him speak before, this is a great opportunity. And if you had heard him speak before, well, I assure you that there has not been an interview like this one. This is going to be quite an interesting and intriguing interview. So you're here with me, Jonathan Goldman. It's been a really interesting week. Among other things, I have a brand new release that just came out a couple of days ago called De-Stress. And this recording basically took about a year in between working on other projects, books, different CDs, different events that I've been going to, etc. But De-Stress took about a year, and it was basically the result of a friend of mine who owns a New Age bookstore here in the Boulder area. He said, Jonathan, have you ever contemplated creating a recording that really focused on using just sound simply to help people chill out and de-stress? And as many of you may know, I've done, chakra recordings and this and that recordings, all sorts of very, very interesting, different, specialized recordings, but I'd never made anything specifically for, the reduction of stress, which we can all certainly use. So I created this one called De-Stress. And in fact, I thought that we might, as we are leading into our first commercial break, give a little bit of a listen to this. This is as far as I know, the third cut, which is called Peaceful Journey on De-Stress, and it's just lovely, and it features my friend Laraji and Sarah Benson, my wife Andy, and myself all playing together. And what I'd like to do is just suggest that you relax and enjoy about this 2 minutes of this, and then we'll go into commercial, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Don Campbell. And if the name doesn't immediately ring a bell, then I will say the Mozart effect, because that term certainly is one that has been branded and is known worldwide. And Don is Mr. Mozart effect. He is the man who basically brought that into our psyche and our consciousness, and we're really, really grateful to have him. So in the interim, here is a little bit of De-Stress, Peaceful Journey. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy listening to this, and we're going to then be also listening to some of Don's recordings later, too. It's going to be a great show, so stay on with us, and just remember that sound makes life a lot easier, huh? Okay, here we go. From De-Stress. Well, how about that? What's happening? Gosh, look at this. Wow. Amazing. I am now in a state of what they call vamping, because the sound is not occurring. And wow, interesting phenomena. So I'll see if... Here we go. All right, you see, it's just the turn of a knob. I'm not going to get stressed out. I'm going to listen to this music. How about that?
Your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods, Markets, and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Back with Jonathan Goldman and the Healing Sound Show here at HealthyLife.net, and my guest for today is Don Campbell. Don, an interfaith minister, is a recognized authority on the transformative power of music, listening, and the Mozart effect. He's a leading lecturer and consultant to healthcare organizations, corporations, parenting groups, and schools. He works with audiences of symphony orchestras on how music can affect learning, healing, and other aspects of our lives. Don is the acoustic and musical director of Aesthetic Audio Systems, an innovative company that provides quality music to healthcare facilities. He has written 20 books, including The Mozart Effect, which has been translated into over 24 languages. Welcome, Don Campbell.
Greetings.
It's a real blessing to have you here. Thank you for taking the time out from your very, very busy time to be able to share with us some of your work. I want to just tell our audience that, gosh, you and I go back to somewhere in the very, very early 1980s. Is that not correct?
That's correct. It's just amazing how much tone we have seen under the bridge.
Right. We were at both in a bookstore in New York City called Wiser's, and I believe I was reaching for a book that you had just put back, and I looked at you and I said, do you know anything about this subject? And you proceeded to, even then, begin to enlighten and illuminate me on the aspects of using sound and music as a transformative power, and to this day we still continue having many different dialogues. Don, I'd like to ask, first and foremost, how did you get started in this field?
Well, I grew up in just the most wonderful home of music, but it was not sophisticated. It was just based on joy and pleasure. I don't think a Sunday ever went by that we weren't around the piano singing after lunch. We had pianos. My father played every instrument that you would put in front of him, and he didn't really play them well. But they were around. He played by ear, and his family, three of his sisters were organists at Methodist churches, and all of them sang in choirs, and it was just a part of an everyday routine that music is life, and life is music. And I lived under that old spinet piano and would take the soundboard off and start making weird sounds and sit on the pedals, and I guess that's what the heat of South Texas does to you in the late 1940s.
Do you remember the first piece of music that you ever played?
I have a picture of me about 9 months old playing the accordion on my parents' bed. And I was proficient in harmonica by the time I was two.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing I never picked up was guitar. That I can't do. But I've always had piano lessons, always sang in the choir. And I had a really, really great church as a kid where music was just so center. And then when I was 13, my father got a job in Paris. And we went over there, and suddenly I was in the Paris Conservatory. So it's been a life in music one way or another.
Now, you had very, very important training with an extraordinarily important figure in world music. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Marie Bourget, obviously?
Yes, at age 13, I entered into the L'École Américaine de Fontainebleau in Fontainebleau, France. And a very famous woman who I think is really the most amazing guru of all time in listening and composition. Her name was Nadia Boulanger. And she was considered really one of the greatest teachers who've ever lived. Everything from Aaron Copland through Leonard Bernstein, Philip Glass, Burt Bacharach, Quincy Jones, from jazz all the way through changing the whole era of American harmony in the 20th century. And she was the most magic, energetic, clear ear imaginable. She never forgot a note or a phrase of any music she heard in her life, including all the poor things that we used to bring her at our lessons. I remember once she says, oh, my dear, you did that 2 years ago, those same two measures. Don't you know anything new? And poor Mr. Bach did this, and Chopin did that in another key. Don't you know anything new? It all sounds the same. So she started drilling my ears, and I was able to culminate my work with her in 1980. She died in 1979, but in 1983, I published my first book called Master Teacher Nadia Boulanger, which is a biography of her that holds many quotations and many pictures. And there's a whole website, nadiaboulanger.org, But she's really been the fundamental core of my musical and listening life.
If there were one thing that, I mean, obviously you spent years with her and had massive encyclopedic amounts of information which you received from her, but if there were one thing that she shared with you that was perhaps the single most important thing, do you have an idea of what that might be?
Well, it's that you really have to learn to listen. After I met her, many years later, I met Tomatis, and that was his whole idea of the exercising the ear, being able to focus the ear, being able to really note multiple levels of sound simultaneously, whether it be chorale or fugal or texture-wise or instrumentation or overtone, but really being able to develop 20/20 listening.
Listening. So, well, you mentioned this man, Tomatis. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about him for our listeners, talking about listening.
Well, he was an amazing mentor for me, as was Nadia Boulanger. I had heard a radio interview on public radio around 1981 or 82, and everything clicked. The idea of focusing the ear, energizing the body, looking the ear's relationship to the brain, and really looking at different kinds of sounds that are filtered to exercise the muscles in the ear. And I was very fortunate to meet Tomatis in approximately 1985 in Toronto. And he literally, in his listening programs and his research on Mozart, he began using Mozart and talking about Les Effets Mozart in 1958, long before it became a fad in the 90s. And he's still asking, I think, the right questions. How do the skin and the bones, how does the left ear versus the right ear listen? What is the nutrition with sound? How can we exercise the muscles within the ear that stimulate the brain for language development? And nearly every one of my books, starts with either a chapter or two or a few paragraphs on listening and being able to exercise our ears. So I have a pretty powerful French connection here.
Well, talking about the French connection and Mozart, who's not French, but we're going to take a break in a moment, and then let's come back and talk more about listening and Dr. Tomatis and your work. But let's also right now give a little listen to an excerpt from your Mozart effect, Heal the Body, and I believe this is Piano Concerto number 21, and
in C major.
In C major.
The second movement.
All right.
And feel free to bliss out.
All right. Speak to everyone soon. Let's enjoy some Mozart.
sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Well, hello again. You are here with Jonathan Goldman on the Healing Sound Show, and my special guest for today is Don Campbell, the renowned writer, teacher, author, the, if you like, manifester of the Mozart effect. And we were just listening to some Mozart as we went into our break before there, and I asked Don if he would continue telling us a little bit about Mozart. He was talking about Dr. Alfred Tomatis. And Don, what do you think is so special about Mozart?
Mozart was just at the perfect time between ornate and Baroque music and the whole Romantic era. And I think the magic word for Mozart is organization, clarity, and structure. He always supports, never lets you completely float. The ground is always there. And this is what Dr. Alfred Tomatis was so clear about, is that the brain loves structure and timing, and the deep, 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 rich tones that Mozart is able to use through harmony is very different from the drumming beat and the really low tones that were so common for our physical experience. The music is never too thick. This wonderful piece of music we just heard is just one of the most beautiful examples of what tone is. It takes its time to glide through you. It's very relaxing, really beautiful. But Tomatis helped me understand, after years and years of questioning, what it was about the high frequencies, the violin concertos, and a lot of the of violin sonatas and the symphonic works and string quartets that stimulated high frequency within the brain. you know, anywhere between 6-18,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. And that kind of exercise, especially in the right ear and through bone conduction, does things to the brain that other music doesn't do as effectively. Now, other music does other things quite effectively, but when I decided to write the Mozart Effect, there were interesting studies going on all over the world about Mozart and epilepsy, Mozart and IQ, and I felt it was important to bring Tomatis' work in that he had centers all over the world, and he had been using Mozart very clearly since the late 1950s. But the main thing about the Mozart Effect is that it's about all kinds of music. It's about how to listen to it, how to really develop your own kind of sound diet, and what to listen for in music. And I would say about two-thirds of the information in the book has good references of what's going on in music therapy and some sound therapy and voice therapy. A big overview of it, but and about a third of it is the most interesting stories that I hope now has brought scientists and researchers and musicians to ask better questions about music. This is the 10th anniversary of Mozart Effect. And
well, congratulations on that.
It continues to be the focus of many questions, even though I'm moving on to a few other things these days.
Well, how many Mozart CDs do you know? I mean, that you have put out under your name. You've done different compilations. We're going to be listening to a couple. The last one was the Heal the Body compilation. But how many CDs did you?
Well, I've done 16.
16.
And 8 are for infants, babies, parents, and home. How you literally help structure young ears to relax, to play, and to interface. And I was very, very clear that a lot of people today have not heard any classical music at all. And that with different projects around the United States, here in Colorado, we've hand-delivered over 80,000 Mozart albums to young parents, single parents, Spanish-speaking parents, and showing them how to use good music to help relax and create a harmonic environment at home. We're also talking about singing lullabies. We're talking about games. It's not just one thing. And then I've done a number of albums for adults and for college students and adults, Focus and Clarity, how to differentiate between, oh, I'm so tired, I can't work, you need a certain kind of frequency response, or I am just so scattered, I'm just hyper, and I need to slow down and focus. You have to make those choices. There's no one album that works A to Z with anybody. And I think what we've learned is that a wide variety of music and letting people know how to use it, it's just like food. Just because it's soft and slow doesn't mean it's really very good for you. It can be, but you don't want to eat dessert or ice cream all the time. Learning how to look at the components, the nutrition within music, and learning how to apply it. That really is the basic foundation of my two books, Mozart Effect and Mozart Effect for Children.
Nice. We'll talk. Still talking about Mozart Effect, let us, because we have a break coming up, let us listen to a little excerpt from the Mozart Effect Music for Yoga, which is your Piano Concerto 26 in D.
Anything and it's used for massage as well.
Ah, great. So,
The healing sounds intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The healing sounds intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Yes, indeed. All right. Hi, everyone. You're with Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sounds Show. And my guest, my very special guest for today is Don Campbell, the author of The Mozart Effect. And we have been, in fact, talking about all sorts of people, from Nadia Boulanger to Alfred Tomatis to listening to some Mozart. And Don, you've got a new book that just came out. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
It just came out yesterday or the day before, called Creating Inner Harmony.
Wow.
And one of the things that has interested me for 20 years has been the voice and how the voice can activate, stimulate, and relax the body. In 1990, I wrote a book called The Roar of Silence on toning.
Yes.
And I've recently redone Laurel Key's book on toning with new chapters and some additions with a CD. And Hay House has just let out my new book called Creating Inner Harmony, Using Your Voice and Music to Heal.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, it's an interesting book, 5 short chapters with 5 pieces of music, 5 images, 5 affirmations, and 5 tones.
Nice.
And it's about learning to just stay within tone in your mind and getting the body to feel the difference between E, O, and hum. And it's just a very kind introduction to self-relaxation and self-stimulation. And the tools of the music and the tools of the visual aspects of it are very powerful. I really enjoyed spending the last year thinking about the voice once again, because it's the way that we can self-generate vibration, energy within our body. It's a way that we can release pain, grief, magazine and, you know, just kind of reformat your screen of consciousness. And so it's a charming little book that is easy to use, and there's a lovely CD in the back just listening to the music. Each of the pieces of music actually we think of as a tone going all the way through it. The music we heard in the Mozart, both of those pieces were very much in the ah tonality, very relaxed. The Mozart effect of Tomatis is really high frequency, the violin. Some of my other albums that tune up the mind, and they have more sonic caffeine within them. And so this book is to help train us of what tone flows through a piece of music. And some of the greatest pieces of music have two or three tones at different parts of their music. In other words, they're not putting them all together. And so it's creating inner harmony is a wonderful exploration. And if you want to read more about it, you can check my website, MozartEffect.com.
Is that going to be available now, or do we have to wait a few weeks? Or?
It's out. It will be at the Big iNets conference in Denver. I'll be doing book signings there in Chicago. And then we're having a wonderful conference here in Boulder. You mentioned that you'll be participating in.
Right. The
University of Colorado, of Music and Health in America.
Yes.
June 28, 29, 30. And I'll be talking a little bit about that in my keynote, as well as some of the other projects I'm in right now.
Nice. Yeah, for those who don't know, well, how can we find out about the Music and Health Conference? I think you go to...
It's on my website, MozartEffect.com, and you'll find a link to that conference. Or you can call the University of Colorado, 303-735-3645. That's 303-735-3645.
Yes, and a lot of different people. Did you know any of the other people who are going to be there?
Oh, it's a wonderful conference. Pat Cook from the Open Air Center, Dr. Arthur Harvey, who was the first one to create a sound healing music conference back
That's
in the
right.
1980s.
Yeah.
And Issei Barnwell from Sweet Honey in the Rock. Barbara Crowe, a music therapist and author of Music and Soul Making. Laurie Rugenstein, working on imagery and music as well as toning. And many, many, many others. Jonathan Goldman, I've heard, is doing really his decade debut in healing with blues.
Right, but this one is coming around full circle from when I was about 20 years old, so about close to a 40-year-old cycle of bringing the blues back into the ears, minds, and hearts of people and realizing the healing potential of that. And talking about coming back full circle, a lot of people know you through the Mozart Effect, and some people have heard you play piano, and, but you're also really an extraordinary composer, and some years ago, it was my great honor to have you as one of the artists on the Spirit Music label, and, you had a number of different extraordinary recordings, including one called Crystal Meditations. And what I'd very, very much like to do now is just play a little excerpt from this for people to listen to. It's among the most relaxing and just really fabulous pieces that I know of.
It's been re-released on Essence, so it's still around.
Back on Essence? It is on Essence. All right, so it's available on Essence by Don Campbell. This is Crystal Meditations.
pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. Is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, hello. You are back with Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show with my very special guest, Don Campbell, and we've been talking about some of Don's really extraordinary work, from Mozart Effect to a brand new book that he's got out on the use of the voice for healing. That's through Hay House, is that not correct?
That's right, Creating Inner Harmony.
Creating, and you have a previous book with them too called?
The Harmony of Health.
The Harmony of Health, yeah, and it's also got a beautiful recording inside it, and it just has some wonderful, wonderful information about how people can use sound for healing. And one of the things, one of the major innovations that you've been doing is really working in different healthcare facilities with providing music for them. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, 3 years ago, one of my associates in California, I've been a consultant for a health design, interior design company that has done over 500 hospitals in the United States of interior design, healthy design. And they said the music was the missing part and asked me to see if we could start a company and license. Now we have around 6,000 pieces of music, and by another year we'll have about 8,000 or 9,000, to put different kinds of music at different kinds of day in different parts of the hospital. And so we have, it's not the same kind of music all day. That's the thing. The brain gets tired of the same sort, whether it is Mozart or jazz. But the brain and the body love just different styles, very gradually moving through the day. And, you know, if you're in one of the rooms at our hospital, we have 16 different programs. You know, if you're there for 5 minutes, you won't notice. But if you're in the emergency waiting room for an hour or 2 hours, you're going to begin to feel a flow. If you're in surgical waiting for someone in your family or a friend who's having surgery, you're usually there 2 to 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a voyage to innovate staff, relax the staff, and give an environment that has a healthy ambience about it. Here in Boulder, Colorado, we have a fine facility at Good Samaritan Exempla Hospital, brand new hospital. And we have special music for the chapel, wonderful music outside. The administration offices have a different program. The staff areas have a different program.
And it gives you different feelings as you walk through the different parts of the hospital. But the most amazing healthcare center out of the dozen that we do have throughout the United States is in near Chicago, Illinois, in Wheaton, Marion Joy. And they have installed a large Schartz labyrinth that is wheelchair accessible for the
wow.
outside. And we have a 24/7 music program there that includes wonderful harp music and wonderful outside music, and it doesn't change its temperament. I mean, you're able to walk for 8 or 10 minutes and stay in the flow of a certain kind of music. And then we have a meditation room that has the big Sri Yantra on the wall. Judith Cornell helped design that, and that is a completely different meditation music environment than the chapel is based on the color spectrum and the chakras.
Yeah.
And these Franciscan sisters really thought through all of this. They had founded Marion Joy 100 years ago based around a holy tree on the property. And so the chapel looks into that tree. We have completely different music for the chapel. Then we have an empowerment garden where you can sit outside and eat in the summer with families. And that has another music. And then we have other music in the lobby there. So it's really a special and sacred place that is becoming very, very well known throughout the country in healthcare design.
Sounds fabulous. It's just,
so it's called Aesthetic Audio Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go onto my website, you can kind of maneuver around and find it. But its website is Aesthetikas, A-E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-S .net. And there's a long article about the procedure and how we do this. And we're installed in medical offices as well as hospitals in Seattle, Washington, and in New Jersey. And it's going to be well known in a few years, and it's been very exciting and quite a challenge to put it together.
It's probably going to be growing immensely throughout America, if not the world. Just a suggestion that that'll probably be happening, because as the I think you probably would agree with me that the awareness of sound and music as therapeutic and transformational tools is just growing and growing, and as it occurs, there's more of a mainstream, if you like, approach through people like yourself to how, you know, music and sound can really be utilized as a complementary type of tool to enhance the healing that goes on in hospitals, yes?
It's really been amazing to watch what's happened in the field in 25 years. And, you know, I think calling those of us who've been in the field a long time, not is it what can we do, but what is it that we can invest in that will make a long-term investment in the environment, in the sound, and the art. What is underneath all of this for me is that art and beauty heals. And to put things into the most artistic form, and not forget Mozart and Beethoven and New Age and jazz and Zen and all of it, has to be exquisitely beautiful.
Well, talking about exquisite beauty, I want to thank you, first of all, for so much for being a guest today. I'll be coming back after the break, but let's just hear another little excerpt from one of your wonderful recordings called Crystal Rainbows. And this is sort of a counterpart brother-sister to Crystal Meditations. And, Don, thank you so very, very much.
Join me on my website and give me a call.
Indeed. Don Campbell. Crystal Rainbows. Thank you.
try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, hello, and you are back for the concluding section of the Healing Sound Show with me, Jonathan Goldman. We had a fascinating guest today, Don Campbell, who Don can just talk for hours and hours about so many of the different activities that he's been in. He's been in this field as long as I have, which is many, many years, and by gosh and by golly, it's just wonderful to have him be able to share with all of us and just to help bring further knowledge of the power of sound and music to heal. The next show that we have will tune in, please, and join us on July 13th, which will be right before our Healing Sounds Intensive, and we'll probably be talking to you a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on there. Have a little report for you on the Blues as Healer presentation that I do at the University of Colorado. My guest for that day will be Alec Sims, who works with us at Healing Sounds with the Healing Sounds Correspondence Course. He's in the fabulous band that we're doing together at the University of Colorado presentation, and he's one of the more really well-versed beings, an extraordinary harmonic singer, knows everything about mysticism and sound, and we're just going to have a really good time talking together about that. And we may have some other guests, too, as well.